Good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website. We'll be Martha Norwalk. .com. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right-hand side corner. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen in the upper left, and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And golly, fresh off the love train. Woohoo, wasn't that fun? And now I'm feeling left out because Nathan, Uncle Nate, and Linda have something on their computers that I don't have, and they can do all this fun, you know, graphics and glasses. And so when we're doing the love train, they've got all this cool stuff happening, and I don't have anything going on except watching them and dancing, but I'm having a good time. But apparently I don't have the right anyway, I couldn't do that. But you guys looked great. Uncle Nate was even wearing a red beret for a while. That was very cool, you guys. Alrighty, so it is, what is it? It's BEST, Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique, Energy Codes, and Rasmussen Reset Sunday. Linda Rasmussen is in the studio doing remote treatments for you or your animal friends. We got started with Pat and her two new rescue boys from Meow Cat Rescue, Franklin, the black boy, who apparently you said, Franklin's starting to adjust. You've been there since Thursday, but you said he's adjusting pretty quickly, huh?
Oh, very quickly. Yeah, we had great success with him. On Friday, I spent all day with the two kitties, and you know, and then Dave was not at the house at the time, but he came home later that evening, and he hung out with them in the evening while I cooked dinner and played and brushed, brushed onion and played with Franklin until Franklin went flat.
Oh, you flat-catted him. Woo-hoo! Well, all you guys know, when I put on my feline behavior therapy hat, you know, you got to flat-cat your kitties. That means you get out the interactive toys and the bird, and you get them chasing and running around until they get so worn out, they lay down flat on the ground. So good for you. You're already flat-catting Franklin. Yeah. But now I'm wondering now, Runyon, I mean, is he as morbidly obese and as huge as they said he was?
Well, he is. I mean, if you could imagine a blimp with four legs, a tail, and ears.
that's
him. But he is amazingly agile. We have a little fort built for him in the kitchen because our special hiding closet is no longer there. So anyway, we built a little fort out of card tables for them to kind of just have some privacy and quiet time while they adjust. And he can jump up in a single leap up onto the card table.
Goodness, really?
Yeah, he even climbed the tall cat tree. Coming down the cat tree was all but nothing graceful about it.
Is he interested in the games and playing?
He likes to watch the ball. Franklin came with his favorite toy from the foster family. So it's like a bird, but it's got a ball at the end. And I wanted to call him Mr. Runyon likes to watch the ball, and if you bring it by him, he'll bat at it. He's more interested in the part you hold on to.
Right.
Great.
He's so mobile then. You're just going to have to work at getting him a little more motivated to play and stuff, to get his exercise off, to get that weight off. But that I'm really pleased to hear. And unfortunately, if we had gone into the studio today and if I didn't have to move out for glamping in the driveway, I was going to go get to meet Runyon and Franklin today. But now that's going to be postponed a little bit until I can get down there.
Okay.
But
all right.
I'm going to get down as soon as I can to meet those boys. Now, Linda, you've had time to tune in here to Pat and Franklin and Runyon. Where would you like to start with them?
I'd like to start with Pat.
Okay, you're on the hook first here, Pat.
Okay, that's all
all right,
right.
Linda, you're in charge.
Okay, hi, Pat.
Hi there. And first of all, I want to thank, you know, you and I forgot your husband's name.
Oh, you mean brother.
That's my brother, Nels.
Yeah, brother, sorry. Yeah. He helped Mrs. T. I think it was like Christmas Eve, and it was like she was really suffering, and we ended up having to take her in, or maybe it was the day before Christmas Eve. But, you know, he was working with Mrs. T during her difficult end times. So that was very much appreciated.
Yeah, and just we'll mention that why you said that, Pat. Linda, working on, you know, when our animal friends have to transition, this work, this best work, the energy codes, really helps them make a more peaceful transition and go through this much more peacefully. So I guess that's, Pat, that's what you're saying. Thank you for, because the work with Nels really helped Mrs. T in that transition.
Yeah.
So have you found that too, Linda, that this is really helpful for that?
Yeah. It because we're releasing these patterns that were put there for protection. And so they're fight or flight patterns. If you can imagine the difference between feeling really upset or really calm, that's, you know, that's what we're helping with. Yeah.
All right. So, Pat, you're ready. And
Exactly.
All right, Linda, take over.
All right, Pat. So we're going to start just by having you hold a date in your thoughts. I'm going to have you just think the date, August 18th, 2017. So this is just about 4 years ago. August 18th, 2017. You don't need to know anything about what happened on that day. It's a little marker we need to use right now. So just breathing normally, August 18th, 2017. And then I'm going to have you set that aside and focus on the feeling of accurate and the number 5. And I'm going to have you close your eyes and look down at your chin and take a deep breath into the abdomen and just hold that breath in as long as you can do that comfortably, and then let that go, get a new breath, and just keep holding breath and releasing it as you think accurate, 5, closed eyes, looking down at your chin.
All right, Pat, you are holding your breath. Close your eyes. You're looking down at your chin behind those closed eyes, thinking accurate, and the number 5. You hold your breath until you need to release it. Go ahead and release and take another breath and continue to hold with your eyes closed, looking down, thinking accurate, and the number 5.
Perfect. Go ahead and let that go. And then with your eyes open, Pat, just tip your head forward, just tuck your chin a little bit, and then let your head rise to a comfortable place. And then I'd like you to take August 18th, 2017 back into your thoughts, August 18th, 2017. And that has been cleared. So I'm going to have you think the sky is blue, just relaxing, breathing normal.
The sky is blue.
Oh, that's interesting. You're already balanced.
Oh.
Let's see what else we need. And your affirmation is, I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of love.
Ah. I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of love.
Yeah.
Now, also to everybody listening, we've already learned from Linda in past shows that when she gives you an affirmation, the wording of the affirmation is important. So you write it down and remember it exactly as she says. So, Pat, your affirmations, I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of love. And that sounds great.
So I could use a little more description of Runyon.
You'd like more of a description of Runyon?
Yeah, because he's kind of a buff orange color, isn't
okay.
he?
Yes, uh-huh, yeah.
and 28 plus pounds. He's a blimp with legs and ears.
And is it this short hair or long hair?
Oh, a short hair.
Okay.
Yeah, and a sweet little face, and he loves to be petted and brushed.
Okay. Mm. Well, I'm going to do a little work on Runyon right now, and so I'm just going to tune in to Runyon.
Yeah, I'm so excited that we have this ability to do this, because I imagine that just, you know, stabilizing or resetting and or, you know, whatever points that Linda ends up working on Runyon, I really think that it can't but be really, really beneficial to him and helping kind of trigger, get, you know, his physical body coming back into a better balance so that he can drop this weight off. How's he doing eating wise, Pat? Is he eating still dry food and canned food, or is he on to canned food now, or what's going on?
Yeah, he's eating canned, and we've had a little miscommunication about the feeding. I could tell you later sometime, or if you want during the show here, but both of them didn't really eat anything until, what was it? Runyon ate some canned food Friday night, Franklin didn't. And the kibble hasn't been touched because it's a prescription.
Uh-huh.
So,
That's for Franklin?
Well, the kibble is for both. They're eating the same stuff. And
but you're weaning them off the kibble, right?
Well, they didn't say so. No, they want them to both eat this prescription diet kibble and a prescription canned food. And the foster family was transitioning them to the prescription kibble. And they had not yet received the prescription canned food. So they were eating what was recommended was Friskies, because it's got a large protein ratio to carb ratio. They've been doing the Friskies. And then when I picked them up, I either misunderstood or they mistold me. They were saying they had completely transitioned to the new kibble and were halfway, doing half and half with the canned. And so I might have just misunderstood them. So that's what I was doing at first. And they, didn't touch any of the kibble.
Well, it would not be unusual for cats when you bring them into a new home like that. For
right,
them
exactly.
to take a few days to get eating,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And, of course, we don't mind if Runyon doesn't eat a lot.
Right, yeah. But anyway, I eventually called the
And by the way,
family.
Linda is still working on Runyon.
Right. Yeah,
But we're just chatting while she's working
good.
On it. But I think you're on more. You've done more than one set of points on here.
Yeah, I've done. Mm-hmm. Actually, I was also working on
Franklin. Oh,
yeah,
okay, so, good. Working on both of them.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
it's interesting. So, Franklin needs a little more work, so I'm going to do a little more work on Franklin.
Okay.
Good. Yeah.
And so has the eating balanced out, Pat? Or are they starting to get it
yes
together?
Yes and no. We had a little mishap again because I think of the feeding miscommunication we had. Franklin on Saturday morning appeared to have an allergic reaction to something.
Mm.
And I only assume it was something he ate. And if we go back to Friday night, Franklin didn't eat anything. Runyon ate half of his food, and it was the Friskies half. He didn't touch the new food.
Yeah, and usually a lot of those prescription diets, they don't taste that good.
Doesn't smell very good either.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, so I didn't want, because Franklin left all his food, I didn't want Runyon eating it while we were in bed, So I picked up Franklin's food. So the only food that was available to either of them was the brand new kibble, or the kibble that the foster family had been trying to introduce, but they claimed that they hadn't eaten the new kibble. They were picking out the old kibble and leaving the new. So it was all new food left out, the kibble and the wet food. So I came back in you know, Friday or Saturday morning, and all there had been some kibble eaten, and there had been all the canned food was eaten. And then there was some barf on the floor. It was all kibble. And then I noticed Franklin having, you know, this behavior, twitching ears and frantic licking of the paws and parts of his body and running around. And he was really scaring me. So anyway, it started to settle down a bit. And, you know, after 2 hours.
There I know, because I'm going to interrupt, Pat. Okay. I want you to remember, if anything's still on the weird side related to that and all that, remember next week Natasha's in with me.
Okay.
And, you know, and so we could, you could call back next Sunday and we can have Natasha, you know, from a psychic perspective, tune in to what's going on with him to find out, isn't it an allergic reaction or what's going on? So just remember, we'll have that opportunity next Sunday. So let's go back to Linda. It looks like maybe, are you still working on him or
no,
are you completed?
I'm complete. Thank you.
So anything to report?
Yeah. So, it was interesting to hear that Franklin had had an allergic reaction because Franklin actually had way more to clear than Runyon. And that makes sense in the context of allergic reaction is another kind of version of protective pattern. And so I think there was just more to support Franklin with right now.
Wonderful.
Runyon balanced up pretty quickly. And
excellent.
Just did some contacts around the head and shoulders and sort of upper rib cage on Runyon. So everybody's balanced.
Now, Linda, I want to ask you just a confirmation. I had suggested that Pat be in touch with your brother, Nels, and to get the do-it-yourself at-home reset program from him. So that she could be resetting these kitties on a regular basis, and especially Runyon as he goes through the transition. But it sounds like Franklin's a sensitive model, and he may need it too. But does that feel like a good thing, that would be a benefit for these kitties if Pat did that?
Yeah, absolutely. It will. It's a wonderful bonding tool. I you know, every time we invite and welcome a new cat into our house, we get to do some resetting together. And once your kitties know that you can bring them this kind of relaxation while you're touching them, they'll be very excited about that.
Wonderful, wonderful. And just so you know, for Pat and everybody else, Nels is in the middle of nowhere on vacation right now. Okay. So, you know, don't expect, you know, he always does a free telephone evaluation. He likes you to contact him through his website, which is spiritualpetconnection.com. So if you're interested in the Rasmussen Reset Do-It-Yourself at Home program, you go to the website, spiritualpetconnection.com. You click on the contact link, fill out the little form and say you want to talk, and then he will arrange to speak with you. But now we have an inroad because his sister here. Linda, do you know how long is he on vacation? Do you know when he comes back and returns to work?
I don't think I know the exact day, but it was going to be like a couple weeks. And I know they've been gone for a little while, so it'll be a bit longer.
So probably this next week, he may still be incommunicado. So week after next, most likely is when you're going to be able to connect. So, all right, Pat, I'm just congratulations on these boys, and thank you and bless your heart for committing to Runyon and Franklin. But, you know, I really think you're going to have some wonderful, friendly, snuggly, lovey kitties, and that's what you really adore.
Yeah, that's what we wanted. So, we're looking forward to it. So,
all right. Well, you take care, and I will be
Thank
in touch. And as soon as I know it's okay for me to leave my, you know, property for a little while, I'm gonna buzz down to have a visit.
Okay, anytime. Yeah.
All righty. Okay. Thanks, Pat. God bless.
Thank you so much. You too. Bye
bye. All right, and everyone, please hold Pat and her husband Dave and Runyon, the big orange kitty, and Franklin, the black kitty. Hold them in your prayers and see Runyon just easily dropping off that weight. All righty, we've got phone calls to take, but we need to take care of our advertisers. We'll do that, and then we're heading to Pat number 2, Nathan, is that right? Okay, Pat number two, you're up next. Everybody else, hold on to your lines. More with Linda Rasmussen straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
What do you want for your pet when it's not getting help for its troubles? Happiness for your pet and yourself. I'm Nels Rasmussen, spiritual healer. I've been helping pets and people to be happy again for over 40 years. You can learn more about me and my work at spiritualpetconnection.com. And you can have a free phone conversation with me by clicking the Contact Us button. Go to spiritualpetconnection.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Ready to shake things up? Try Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And Linda Rasmussen is here doing best bioenergetic synchronization technique, energy codes, and Rasmussen reset treatments for you or your animal friends. And we just finished with Pat and Kirkland. Apparently now we're heading to Winthrop and welcoming our second Pat of the day. Good morning, Pat. Welcome to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha. Nice to speak with you. All the best with your glamping and your
remodel. Like glamping in the driveway.
Yeah.
Thank you. I need it. So what can we help you with today, Pat?
Well, I have a lovely doggy who is about 2.5 years old, came from a shelter.
And what's the dog's name?
Josie.
Josie, and do you know what kind of dog Josie is?
She's a mixed breed, black and tan, part Doberman for sure, and they say cattle dog, but I don't really see that.
Okay, yeah. So a Dobie mix. Okay, and 2.5 years, and you've had her how long?
Over a year and a half. It'll be 2 years in November.
Oh, okay. So she was a teenage puppy when you got her.
She was about 7 months.
About 7 months old, yeah. Okay, so what's going on?
Well, she eats things on the road or in the house that are foreign objects that are not food items. And so she'll eat, you know, like hair bands or things she finds, part of a hat or part of a stuffy. And sometimes they come out her poop, or part of a ball, rubber ball, come out her poop, or she pukes it up. And this last incident, she had diarrhea for about a week, so we were on a road trip. As soon as I got back, I took her to the vet, and x-ray showed she had a pile of bones in her tummy.
Wow.
And so we put her on a diet, a lot of Metamucil and things, to see if they came out, and it looks like they have started to come out.
Okay.
And then meanwhile, because all I wanted to do was come home and get her on a bike ride with, you know, she runs alongside, I put a muzzle on her because the vet said, make sure you only do leash washes so she can't walk, so she can't get it to anything on the road.
Right.
So I put a muzzle on her, and we went on our bike ride, and then she got bit by another dog probably because of the muzzle.
Oh, jeez.
So now she's got a cone. She got the drain out.
Oh, bless her heart.
I know. But anyway, it's all down to the fact that she eats stuff she shouldn't.
Okay, now technically speaking, you know, from a behaviorist standpoint, eating foreign objects or non-food items is actually called pica, P-I-C-A. Okay, so it is an official condition. Okay. Uh-huh. There's a number of different reasons why dogs do this, from my perspective. Today, Pat, what we need to focus on is getting, you know, Josie reset and balanced, and then and having Linda check in on you to see what you might need in relationship to all of this. And then we'll see what if Linda picks up anything, and I can give you a few little tips. But what I'd really like you to do is we'll see how Josie responds this week to the best work, if that makes any difference. And then if you could call in next Sunday, Natasha will be with me. But I'll have time to do the behavior and training and stuff with you and talk about all the things that might be influential here. But at the same time, Natasha can be looking at it energetically, and she often can give us some really good details of, you know, specifically what's going on with the animal in question, and that may be helpful in resolving it. So would you be able to call in again next week?
I have a meeting from 8 till 10 next week. So after that, I hope.
Excellent. Yeah, absolutely. Because we're just getting started at 10 o'clock. You know me, I'm not a morning person. Uh-huh. Takes a while to get going. All righty. So let's, Linda, you can tune in to Josie or to Pat or where are we started or
so
have you already
started? Yeah, I treated Josie. We had some contacts on both sides. And just helping, you know, things connect much more easily. And there were definitely contacts that needed to be joined.
So that's the good news, because when you find, you know, if you'd said, oh, I couldn't find anything to work on, then that's not good news, because there's nothing you can help with. But since you did find points that needed work, that's a really good thing, Pat.
Cool.
And hopefully that will help. And now you want to tune in to Pat now?
I do, yeah. Okay. And hi, Pat.
Hi, Linda. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm just going to have you think about Josie and pay attention to how you feel when you think about Josie.
All right. While you're thinking, she tunes in.
And then I'm going to have you set that aside and focus on the feeling of dominating. Mm. The feeling of dominating.
Interesting word.
And then we're going to have you replace that with the feeling of conscientious.
Conscientious.
Okay. And the number four, conscientious four. Your eyes are going to be closed. Looking down at your chin. And I'm going to have you take a very deep breath into the abdomen. Just allow yourself to take in a very deep breath. Hold it as long as you can do that comfortably. As soon as you feel like, oh, that's not comfortable, just let it go. And just keep repeating breath holding and releasing, thinking conscientious four, looking down at your chin, eyes closed.
All right, Pat, you've got your eyes closed. You're looking down at your chin behind closed eyes, taking a deep breath in and holding it as long as you can. And then if you need to release it, go ahead and release it and then replace with another deep breath. And you're thinking conscientious and the number four. And I don't know if it really relates to this, but kind of what I've always thought goes on in this, you know, when Nels or Linda works on us humans and they give us these things to do with our eyes and our mind and so forth, I've always kind of thought that was to keep our left brain busy so they could get in there and work on stuff. All right, Linda. So
thank you. Go ahead and breathe normally, Pat. And with your eyes open, just let your head tip forward a little bit, stretch the back of your neck gently, and then let your head rise to a comfortable place. And now I'm just going to have you bring Josie back into your thoughts and just noticing how you feel when you're thinking about Josie.
I feel happy.
And that,
just a lot of love.
Yeah,
for her.
Good. So we released that pattern, and I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of conscientious is the affirmation that will help you right now. So that's what I recommend.
Okay, I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of conscientious.
Yes.
Of conscientious. And even, you know, now see, my left brain would want to say, well, this doesn't make sense to me, and I'd want to change the words around. You don't want to do that. Just trust that the words are in the right order for what they need to do and use the affirmation as it is. I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of conscientious.
Very cool. And how often do I do that?
Well, the best time to do it a whole lot is today, tomorrow, and the day after. And then after that, I would say try to have a couple sessions a day where you just keep repeating this either silently to yourself or out loud. At least a couple times a day, do it like 6 or 7 times. And after about a week, it's complete.
Great. All right. Now, and sometimes the affirmation she gets you will pay off for a long time to come. And I'll give you an example, and that would be me. Because the last official session that I did with Linda, I believe was a remote, I think, over the phone. We were into the taking care of Jude mode. And of course I'm still doing that, but it was more critical at that point. And Linda was helping me get through that time. Anyway, the affirmation after she worked on me, the affirmation she gave me was, I embrace the feeling of calm. That just does it for me. Anyway, it's such a great affirmation for me. And now imagine, okay, I'm living in a construction zone for 2 or 3 months. They're getting ready to demolish my bathrooms. I'm moving out to go glamping in the driveway. How often do you think I'm saying that affirmation? I'm telling you, I'm so grateful for Linda, and I'm using that affirmation a lot. So I want to say thank you, Linda. But, you know, remember, I always go back to my standard. Thought directs energy. Energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. So, A, I'm thinking this as an adventure, and it's going to lead to the wonderful transformation of my beautiful bathrooms when we get done. But I'm making it an adventure and doing my best to, because that shifts the energy. If I were really just, you know, griping about this whole thing and thinking all negative thoughts, that's what I'd be feeding and helping to happen. So sometimes, you know, those affirmations come around to help again with other things in your life. So, Pat, it's fine that you've got a meeting next week until 10. When you're done with your meeting, give us a call. Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. And I'll look forward to following up here, but also pay attention to what's different this week. Sure. And see if you notice any differences. Oh, Linda.
Yes.
Before we let Pat go with Josie, because this pica is, you know, a behavioral condition, you know, that dogs or syndrome that they can have, does it feel like this dog could use regular work? And I'm wondering about the do-it-yourself at home program, if Josie might benefit from that, if Pat got that going. What do you think?
I mean, I think it's good for everybody who has an animal in their home or in their life to learn that and use it. I'm getting a little bit of an uncertain response actually when I'm making the inquiry. And so it might be something where one of the things I always pay attention to is the idea of timing. Uh-huh. So sometimes there's something else that needs to happen first before the thing that we're inquiring about will actually be right. And so what I would say is right now, I think Pat has some other things that she's going to be doing. And so maybe the inquiry with Nels coming later is...
Well, we also know he's on vacation too.
Right.
So,
yeah. So,
you know,
right,
it could be as simple as that too. So let's see how Josie and you, Pat, do this week. If you notice any changes, positive or negative or whatever, and you check in with us next week, and we'll get Natasha to look at this. And then I can chime in about all the behavior stuff. And then we can go from there.
Wonderful.
So have a great week, and I'll look forward to speaking to you next Sunday.
Thank you both. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless. Bye bye.
Thank you.
All righty. We've got to take care of advertisers for the last time in this hour, but if I'm correct, We're going to Tina next. Is that correct? And Uncle Nate. All right. So Tina, you hold on. You're next. Colette, you're after that. If you'd like to grab a phone line, 425-373-5527. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
There's a reason they invented the internet. It's called 1150kknw.com.
Gosh, I didn't know they invented the internet for us, Nathan. I always thought Al Gore invented it. That's an oldie. How old are you? Do you remember that? Okay. Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending some of your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. It's best bioenergetic synchronization technique, energy codes and Rasmussen reset Sunday with Linda Rasmussen here doing remote treatments for you and or your animal friends. And we are going to head out to Lake Stevens and welcome Tina to Animal World. Hey, Tina, welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha and Linda. Thank you for taking my call.
Good
That's
morning.
Wonderful. What do you need help with today, Tina?
Well, I'm looking, if we have time, myself, my horse Logan, but most of all, Miss Kitty needs help. She 2 weeks ago, I took her to the vet because she was completely off balance. She couldn't stand up. She was falling over.
Oh, that's right.
She was
right.
A bobblehead.
Yes.
So they treated her for an inner ear infection and sent her home with some ear drops. She did improve, but she had a seizure 3 or 4 nights ago.
Uh-oh.
And to my knowledge, she hasn't had another one, if, you know, hasn't right. had one that I've observed. And she is still unstable. She's eating. You know, she's compensated by, you know, doing the crab walk. But I'm, you know, I'm quite concerned about her. And so I'd like...
Yeah, I think I told you, and you mentioned this to me, you know, when we talked to my friend Pat earlier, when they adopted, you know, the cats they adopted for me, Mr. and Mrs. T. Mr. Uh-huh. T had one of the, in an episode while he was still with me. I can't remember if it lasted through Dave and Pat, if it ever happened again with them. And he had that inner ear thing and the balance problem, but it never, I didn't have to actually treat it. And it never progressed. There were never seizures or anything. And it kind of just went away on its own. Gosh, it sounds like that's more serious. Now, have you spoken with the vet since she had the seizure?
I have an appointment to take her back in on Tuesday and drop her off.
Okay.
I had a drop-off appointment where I have to drop her off and leave her all day. So I do have an appointment.
Let's find out more about what's going on. Okay. So, we'll see, you know, obviously, being, worked on by Linda is only going to help. It's certainly not going to hurt anything. So let's get her balanced.
That's
and then also once she goes in on Tuesday, you'll have more report from the vet. You know, Natasha's in with us next Sunday.
Yes.
So
yes.
It wouldn't hurt to have her look at it energetically.
Awesome.
So,
yeah.
Linda, where do
calendar.
You want to start? With Miss Kitty, with Tina? There's
yeah.
also a horse involved coming down the line here.
I would like to start with Miss Kitty, and I would love, Tina, for you to tell me a little bit more about her, what she looks like, you know, how old she is, that kind of thing.
Okay, she's about 16. She is like I guess you'd call it calico, but she's like the tortoise shell.
Okay.
Marking, so she's got a circle on her side and three stripes on her on the top of her head, and she's a very
long hair, short hair,
short hair. So brown, black, beige.
So yeah, a little short
okay.
hair, torty.
Yeah.
Now, have you got a connection, Linda?
I'm getting one now.
Okay, good.
Yeah, there's some work we can do here, so I'm going to get to work on that for a second here.
Excellent, excellent. So, Tina, while Linda's working on Miss Kitty, I frankly can't think of anything that would be better for her at this time than this kind of work, especially knowing you've had the balance, the inner ear thing, and it, we've had some seizure activity. You know, this really calls forth all of her internal forces to you know, rebalance her body. So I can only
yeah.
think that this is going to be, you know, it's going to be beneficial.
Yeah, after we spoke, I reached out to Dr. Nels, but I know he's on vacation, so...
Yeah, he's out in the middle of nowhere recording birds somewhere.
Yeah, and when I saw Linda was on the show this morning, I was like, yay!
Yay, Linda's here!
Yay!
And I had forgotten, though, that she's 16 years old.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I mean, she's up there. Now, I know... Mr. T wasn't anywhere as close to that age when he had, you know, the inner ear, the balance thing, because he was still with me and it was, you know, before mom had passed and he'd moved in with Pat. But I don't remember exactly what the age was, but again, it was kind of self-limiting and eventually went away on its own.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Linda, I
so,
think. Has,
I'm complete with Miss Kitty. We did a little bit of connecting on both sides. A lot of it just connecting the head with the upper parts of the body more strongly. So I think that will be what is needed right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Tina also has a horse. Big thoroughbred named Logan.
Uh-huh.
And he, you would like her to tune in on Logan as well?
Yes. He's 19. He's disconnected with his front and his back. He gets stuck. He's I had him in training for 20 days, and then they did a lot of groundwork, and then I had a new trainer come and talk to me this week, and she seems very intuitive. She tuned into him, and she says he's disconnected, and so if Linda could tune into him and just.
And could you tell me a little more about what Logan looks like?
Logan is a 16-1, 16-2 bay thoroughbred, black mane and tail. He's got socks on his right front and left rear.
But he's dark, a dark brown.
A dark brown bay, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's tall. You know, he's a big thoroughbred.
So I'm going to need to work on Logan after I work with Tina.
Oh, okay. So Tina, you're on the hook now.
So let me just check in here. Tina, if you would, just think the sky is blue. You're just relaxing and breathing normal.
I'm thinking the sky is blue.
And I'm going to invite you now to set that aside and focus on something that right now for you is the most important thing, the thing that is most important to you. Just bring whatever that is into your thoughts and have some awareness about how you feel when you think about this most important thing. And then setting that aside, putting your attention on the feeling of tranquility.
Tranquility.
Tranquility and the number 5. Your eyes are closed and looking up at your forehead. And take a deep breath into the abdomen, holding your breath in as long as you comfortably can.
All right, Tina, you have your eyes closed. You're looking up at your forehead behind closed eyes. And you take in a deep breath and hold it as long as you comfortably can. When you need to, you can release that breath and then just refill with another deep one. And you'll be thinking tranquility and the number 5.
Perfect. Go ahead and breathe normally. And then with your eyes open, just tip your head forward gently, stretching the back of your neck, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then let the most important thing that you were just thinking of come back into your thoughts with awareness of how you feel about that. And that is complete.
Okay.
And the affirmation would be, I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of tranquility.
I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of tranquility.
So now I'm going to shift my attention to
Logan.
Yeah.
All right. And I would say, you know, that your intuition is very well. I mean, because Tina's very, very connected to Logan and hopefully getting him to a point where, you know, he's a rideable horse for her. And all right. So you have found he definitely has something to work on.
Yeah, we have some stuff we're going to connect here.
All right. And that should be helpful. So Tina, is he just hanging with you at home now? Or are you
he's
working
home
with
now.
That new...
Mm-hmm. He's home now and I'm going to have somebody come here and work with us on a regular basis. And we're going to do lots of body work to start with. And then, you know, and I'm not going to rush it.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. And I know your other horse, Rainey's happy to have him home.
She's very happy. She told him off. She squealed and stomped her feet. And
how dare you leave me?
Uh-huh.
And that's the problem, of course, when you have two horses. I mean, they're very much herd animals and very bonded with one. And if you have to remove one from the other temporarily, the one that, I mean, they're not happy when they're separated. And Tina had you know, Logan had gone off to be with a trainer for a few weeks. And so Rainey, her mare, that was left at home, was not a happy camper. And I think you tried to bring her in a friend and everything, and that didn't work.
She didn't. In and that didn't go well.
So you're joking? I don't want a pony. I want Logan back.
Yep. My timing was off. Natasha said that if we had timed it a little bit different, it might have worked out better. But and then I did a lot of talking with Rainey and counting the dark and light days and nights.
All right. It looks like Linda's finished, or at least she's okay. Tuning in here. So Logan's all balanced?
Yeah, we connected some of the dots on the right and left side. And I think there'll be a little more flow in that field and hopefully producing some good results.
All right. So, Tina, you remember your affirmation. I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of tranquility. And think good thoughts for me, because I'm moving out to glamping in the driveway today.
So good luck with the glamping, and let me know if you need anything this week.
Okay, will do. Thanks, Tina. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Linda. Thanks, Martha. God bless.
You're welcome.
All right, everybody, you know what time it is? It's love train time. So we're going to close out hour number two, fire up the love train, get us all energized up for the rest of the day and the week. Boy, do I need it to pull this move off. And then to start the next hour, we're going to be talking to Colette in Bellevue. This part of the show, like I said, is not voluntary. Dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. You can get up on your feet and dance along with me. Come join the love train. I'm going to cruise through your house to pick you up. And while we're dancing and having fun with the love train, we're spreading love all over the country, all over the world. Let's see us all uniting as one, because we all really come from the same place. So here we go with energizing up the love train for all of us. I use our yogi energization prayer. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.